Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Our conversation today will focus in on the muni markets and the factors behind what was a strong performance year for the asset class, along with what muni investors should be mindful of as we have entered into the early days of a new year with a soon-to-be new government in place. We will also cover the implications of the latter to muni investors, some portfolio themes to consider, and more. I am excited to be joined today by Kathleen McNamara, Senior Municipal Strategist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Kathleen, it's great to be with you this morning. Welcome back to Top of the Morning and looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me back and Happy New Year.
Likewise. Thank you, Kathleen. And I know our conversation this morning will be revolving around the most recent Municipal Market Guide, a monthly publication that I know our clients, listeners are familiar with, so we'll be highlighting the first publication for 2021. So maybe we can first begin by reflecting back on the year that was. And within the Muni Market Guide, Kathleen, I know you characterized 2020 as being a year like no other, though in context to muni performance. So can you put some numbers around that for us, Kathleen, and maybe also highlight the factors that drove performance within munis?
Yes, Dan, I'm happy to. I think it goes without saying 2020, marked by a once-in-a-century global pandemic, was a year that we'd all like to forget. That said, with respect to municipal bond performance, the market proved its resilience. After sustaining deep losses at the offset of the pandemic in the early spring, munis rebounded rather rapidly by the month of May and ended the year with a total return in excess of 5%. At the same time, taxable munis did even better. That munis sector posted a total return in double digits above 10%. The principal drivers for the rebound were the unprecedented fiscal and monetary policy measures put into place by both Congress and the Fed. As a consequence, in 2020, U.S. Treasury yields plunged to hit new historical lows, pulling muni bond yields along to also fall to new lows. That big drop in rates led to some pretty solid return results from the muni market.
Thank you, Kathleen. So in consideration of the soon-to-be composition of government, I know we have Inauguration Day slated for next Wednesday, January 20th, and we will have a light blue wave, so to speak, in Washington. So Kathleen, what would you say are the direct implications to muni investors of this?
Sure, Dan. I mean, under a blue wave, or better put, a light blue wave outcome for the composition of government, there are a wide variety of implications for the municipal bond market. In our report, we include a table listing the policy initiatives with the most potential impact to munis. The three areas that have the most profound influence for the muni market are the following. The first is the potential for more fiscal stimulus to state and local governments. The president-elect is expected to release some information regarding his legislative priorities this evening at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Market participants, including ourselves, will be watching closely for its release. I mean, at this stage, we do believe that the first order of business for the incoming administration will be an attempt to enact another emergency coronavirus relief package. The president-elect has called the Consolidated Appropriations Act passed by Congress in December a down payment on further federal assistance for individual taxpayers and for states and local governments. Bear in mind that more aid to state and local governments would be a positive development for municipal credit quality. The second municipal bond-related theme is infrastructure. The Biden administration is expected to unveil a federal infrastructure investment program. That program may include incentives akin to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that we saw back in 2009, such as subsidies for debt service payments on federally taxable bonds. In that instance, more muni issuance could improve the overall liquidity of the market, in our view. And the third principal theme there is related to taxes. We believe that taxes will rise, but the final version of such legislation will likely be more limited in scope than either Democratic Party platform or Biden's own tax plan, which was unveiled during the campaign. The prospect for additional stimulus for state and local governments, increased infrastructure spending, and higher tax rates all bode well for the outlook of the municipal bond market going forward. That said, stay tuned on developments to unfold.
Absolutely. It remains a very fluid situation, and we will look forward to hearing the plan outlined by President-elect Biden later this evening. I'm sure we'll cover the finer points and details with Shane Lieberman on the Washington Weekly podcast tomorrow, so we'll look forward to more details to come. Now, Kathleen, looking out over the near to medium term, what is your performance outlook for munis, given the type of performance we witnessed in the latter part of 2020?
In the very near term, and certainly away from the political events that we just talked about, we do expect munis to be supported by a favorable technical environment over the next few weeks. And what I mean by that is simply net supply is now negative. That means that projected bond redemptions exceed the pace of new issuance. This represents a tailwind for the muni market. Looking beyond February, we expect supply to pick up, consistent with seasonal trends. In that instance, we expect to see some cheaper values come about in the market at that time.
Within the Muni Market Guide, I know you always highlight some Muni-related portfolio themes. As we begin to close out our conversation this morning, can you spend a few moments highlighting those portfolio themes for us?
Sure, I'm happy to, Dan. In our January edition of the Municipal Market Guide, we did highlight three themes from a portfolio positioning standpoint. The first is to consider cross-asset opportunities along the yield curve. Bear in mind that the current low interest rate environment is requiring investors searching for yield to be more creative. While tax-exempt munis still provide tax advantages over U.S. Treasury securities all along the yield curve, a comparison to corporate debt shows more mixed results. As a point of reference, AA munis provide tax advantages on short-dated bonds inside the 5-year mark and again beyond the 11-year mark on an after-tax basis. However, high-grade corporate debt now appears to have an edge over tax-exempt paper in the 5 to 11-year segment, even after adjusting for taxes. Our second theme this month is to add some muni high-yield securities for further spread compression. Muni high-yield performance is now benefiting from a shift in investor sentiment. The prospects for additional federal aid to state and local governments have improved following the runoff elections in Georgia for the U.S. Senate. The gap between high-yield munis and investment-grade munis sits at about 270 basis points. That is elevated compared to the pre-pandemic levels we saw back in February of 2020, where spreads were as tight as 200 basis points. Thus, we do believe that spreads do have room for further spread compression. For those in search of yields and willing to incur more risk, including liquidity risk, we do believe that an allocation to muni high yield credits through diversified managed funds warrants consideration. And the third theme that we talk about in our report is taxable munis. We discussed the surge in supply of taxable munis in 2020. We think that that has improved liquidity and created opportunities for crossover buyers seeking diversification and incremental yields. As a point of reference, taxable muni debt in the AA-rated space is now trading at about 30 basis points to 90 basis points over U.S. Treasury benchmarks. These spreads are comparable to corporate credit spreads, and they also yield more than tax-exempt paper on a tax-adjusted basis at certain points on the curve. I'll stop there and note that more information on these portfolio ideas are available in our report. And as always, questions and feedback are always welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. And to your latter point, we do encourage our clients to connect with their financial advisor at UBS if they'd like to learn more about the portfolio themes that you highlighted for us. Again, located within the Municipal Market Guide. That title, by the way, Turning the Page, very appropriate given the time of year we're in right now. But Kathleen, always appreciate your time, insight, guidance. Muni is coming off a very strong year, so thank you for providing some background in terms of what drove performance, what near-term performance might consist of, and the implications of the soon-to-be composition of government here in the U.S. So Kathleen, looking forward to continuing the Muni conversation with you next month.
Thank you.
And again today, we have been joined by Kathleen McNamara, Senior Municipal Strategist for the Americas, with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So quickly, as a reminder to our clients and listeners, the UBS Chief Investment Office authors a variety of publications and blogs that touch on timely market developments, asset classes, and portfolio allocation. These resources can be located on ubs.com/CIO, including, of course, the Municipal Market Guide for January. Again, that title is Turning the Page. So for clients of UBS, you can also contact your financial advisor if you would like to learn more or receive a copy about any of the publications and blogs directly. Top of the Morning is part of the UBS Market Moves podcast channel, which is available where podcasts are found, including on iTunes and Spotify. Visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire podcast offering, as well as the new UBS Trending video series. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.